Last week we were talking about underwhelming trophies and prizes that people won. This was in tribute to the Ashes Urn, which is the single most underwhelming sporting trophy. I've seen Formula One where you get, for third prize, you get something you probably have to clear in customs when you bring it home. Because
you get a bottle of something,
half
don't
a hundredweight of metal. No, they give them enormous trophies.
Do they? Oh, all right.
Yeah, I see them and I think, well, there's a lot of sharp edges on that. I couldn't give that to the baby.
And it's a masking tape for the corners of this particular trophy.
Oh, thanks very much for that trophy. You couldn't just take the sharp edges off that, could you? This week we want to ask you, have you been given a prize just for taking part? Because Prince William went over to Zurich this week to try and help England secure the World Cup in 2018. And
that went well, didn't it?
It went very well. And he was awarded a certificate.
So he got his name
turning
on it.
Up.
Got his name on
got
it.
His name in it. Yeah.
Hereby certify that Prince William turned up.
Yeah, he spells it Will I Am.
Yeah.
Just for turning up. He went over with the Prime Minister and Bex.
Dream yeah. team.
Well, the dream team.
You would have thought.
The three lions.
If, a couple
of posh blokes
work.
And David Beckham. It doesn't seem to be
the lions.
Team.
No. No.
So what we're looking for, what I'd like you to phone in with or text in or email us, is an alternative suggestion of a dream team. I'm trying to choose mine. I've certainly got Stacey Solomon is in mine, front and centre. She's leading it.
She taught the hind legs off a donkey, wouldn't she?
She'd win them round.
You've gone.
She'd go, oh, never mind that suitcase full of rubles. I can get you a free pedicure in Dagenham.
So who else is in your dream team?
Well, I might take Sean Ryder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good in that sort of diplomatic role, isn't
and
he?
Also,
really?
I've also gone with Tony Soprano, but he's fictional.
Right.
So
you've gone for a fictional
I'm
character.
I'm not sure that that's going
to
work.
It doesn't have to be real.
Make them
it doesn't
offer,
have to be real. You're opening the game up.
It just has to work.
Okay, then Bugs Bunny. He always gets what he wants.
You can text in yours if you want to send your dream team 85058 or 0500 909 693. And we are on all platforms as well today. So you can press your red button and you can see us in the studio. If you just go to BBC One on Virgin Sky or Freeview and press your red button.
You can watch the radio.
You can.
Yeah, I've got Stacey Solomon, Bugs Bunny. Yeah, I'm going to come up with a third.
See,
one.
I'm going to go with Paul McKenna. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes.
Brilliant.
He'll do.
Vote.
Brilliant.
He'll
and
do.
Vote.
That, just him.
That is brilliant. Paul McKenna. Who's that other one who can make you give up smoking? Just by
Darren Brown.
Him.
Darren Brown and Paul McKenna.
Is Paul McKenna. Stacey Solomon and Bugs Bunny.
And
they always get what they want, those three.
And Ian Holloway.
Dream team.
Ian Holloway. Well, he's got a bit of free time this afternoon because the match is off, so we could send... Remember his Wayne Rooney rant?
Yes.
He would be brilliant. He'd be like, who are these people? It's all wrong. Who are they?
Ian Holloway.
And he would just rant them into it.
He'd send his reserve team, wouldn't he, Ian Holloway?
Yeah, that game's off today, isn't it? Yeah. Blackpool Man U. It's a bit of a shame.
Oh, well, I was at the Russians. The
decimated.
Russians,
the football program's decimated. Yeah. One in ten games has been killed.
The Russians used this... There was this female pole vaulter. I don't know who she was, but she was quite cute. And Roman Abramovich, it's an oligarch. So I'm thinking Cheryl Cole...
Cheryl Cole just... She's not little, built like a pole vaulter. I mean, those girls are powerful.
It doesn't have to be a pole vaulter. any event.
An attractive girl.
I'm talking about an attractive girl, essentially.
A down-to-earth attractive girl from an estate.
And please give us the
World
Cup.
You're going to thoroughly enjoy our bid. Thoroughly enjoy
I genuinely would like to have the World Cup.
See, exactly. And then a little tear, and they'd go, wouldn't they? They'd melt. And I think Simon Cowell as well.
Simon
Cowell would just scare them.
Would he bring it home?
Well, I think so. I think if he brought Wagner, right, if Wagner went along and said, look, we're going to sing until you give us the World Cup. Wagner's going to stay here as long as it takes.
Stacey Solomon. I might, Simon Cowell could fit in. I'm still going Bugs Bunny and Paul McKenna.
Right.
The cute girl would work, though, because Seb Blatter does remind me a little bit of, like, Silvio Berlusconi. I think they were separated at birth, so you wouldn't be able to turn down a pretty face.
He might be susceptible to, say, Sarah Harding.
Maybe Angelina Jolie, because not only is she pretty, but
she's
also...
American, though.
She's a UN ambassador, so she's got the peacekeeping skills and everything.
Do you need peacekeeping skills for the World Cup?
No, you need suitcases full of cash. Who's got suitcases full of cash?
Simon Cowell. We're back to Simon Cowell. Philip Green.
Let's send
Philip Green.
We need a billionaire.
A BS.
Where's Branson when you need him?
Oh, Lord Sugar. Sugar.
Sugar. Sugar and Karen Brady and Nick Hewer from The Apprentice.
Yes.